This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. A major rescue operation is underway after a multi-story building housing a student paying guest PG accommodation collapsed in Satyaniketan area of Delhi this afternoon. According to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in New Delhi, four persons were brought to the trauma center for treatment. Of them, one person was brought dead, two persons are in critical condition and one was discharged. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has said that six persons have been rescued so far and shifted to hospitals. Several people are feared trapped. The police said during the local inquiry, it was revealed that the building was 40 to 50 years old and some repair work was underway in the basement of the building when the incident happened. The Delhi Fire Service has deployed 18 fire tenders for the relief and rescue work at the location. The area where the incident occurred is close to the heart of Delhi University's South Campus and has several buildings, mostly housing student PGs, hostels and eateries. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu has directed all concerned agencies to work in coordination to ensure swift rescue efforts on the ground. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in a social media post said an adjacent building has also been vacated as a precautionary measure and every possible effort is being made to safely rescue those trapped and provide immediate assistance to the affected families. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a drug-free youth will play a crucial role in achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was addressing a press conference at Panaji in Goa. He said the government has prepared a three-year roadmap to make country drug-free by 2029. He said the roadmap will be based on a four-pillar approach aimed at dismantling narcotics networks. Mr. Shah also highlighted the government's development efforts in Jammu and Kashmir. He said the Union Territory is now on the path of progress and development, while Naxalism is becoming a thing of the past under the Narendra Modi-led government. Meanwhile, the Union Home Minister has cut short his visit and left for Delhi following the collapse of a multi-story building in the national capital. Mr. Shah, who reached Panaji last night on a three-day visit to Goa. His scheduled program to inaugurate newly constructed BJP state office building in Goa this evening was cancelled in the wake of the Delhi mishap. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today urged students to stay away from drugs and restrict social media usage. The Vice President was addressing the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Geetanagar College at Guwahati in Assam today.
Our thoughts, our thinking, our actions should be controlled by one single factor. That is our own brain. Drugs should not determine what we should think. Our brain should determine what we should think and act. That's why wherever I am going, I am always saying, say no to drugs. Not only you should not take the drugs, you should not allow your friends, family members also should not take drugs.
Preparations are underway in New Delhi for the upcoming BRICS Summit 2026 to be held at Bharat Mandapam on the 12th and 13th of this month. The 18th BRICS Summit will bring together leaders of BRICS members and partner countries, outreach countries and heads of international organizations. The External Affairs Ministry responded to the UN General Assembly resolution on Equal Area World Map. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India has voted in favor of the United Nations General Assembly resolution on equal area cartographic representation. Mr. Jaiswal further added that India's sovereign territory, including the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, must be depicted in accordance with India's official map. The Ministry of Coal has rejected the media reports attributing reduced power generation at Punjab's thermal plants to inadequate coal supply from the centre. The ministry clarified that adequate coal has been made available to Punjab's power plants. In badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty clinched the men's doubles title at the China Masters in Shenzhen today. The Indian duo defeated China's He Ji-Thing and Reng Chiang-Tu in the summit clash to secure country's first ever title at the tournament. The victory marks the duo's 10th career title on the BWF World Tour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.